Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in East Asia Pacific. It's Wednesday, 30th of January. Firstly, in the Philippines, a grenade attack on a mosque in Zamboanga City on the southern island of Mindanao has killed two people and injured more than three others this morning. The attack comes after the twin blasts in a cathedral on the Jolo Island, which killed 21 people on Sunday. Police said that they have not found credible proof to confirm if the grenade attack is connected to the bomb blast in Jolo. The police have not confirmed if the attack was a retaliation. However, successive attacks on places of worship may trigger more reciprocal attacks. Clients are advised to avoid the places of worship, including churches and mosques in the Mindanao region. Also in Philippines, yesterday, President Duterte said that two suicide bombers were behind the twin blasts in Jolo on Sunday, and one of them was a female bomber. Duterte confirmed that the Abu Sayyaf group was responsible for the attack. The Abu Sayyaf group has declared its allegiance to the Islamic State, which claimed responsibility for the attack. The police have named alias Kama, brother of a slain Abu Sayyaf leader, among the persons of interest. 10 army and marine battalions have been deployed to pursue the bombing suspects. The Jolo Island was put on lockdown since the attack on Sunday. Duterte visited the island after the bomb blast, and he has insisted that there was no lapse in security despite the blast. In Thailand, yesterday, Prime Minister Prayut insisted that he will not resign and he will remain in power until a new government is sworn in. His comments come after the resignation of four cabinet ministers who are executives of the pro-junta Palang Pracharat Party yesterday. Prayut said that he won't quit. He won't quit. If he quits, who can take his place? Prayut claimed that he is that there is no law requiring him to step down as Prime Minister, and as for the National Council for Peace and Order, he will remain its chief because the council will remain in power until a new government was established. Four ministers who resigned yesterday are Industry Minister Uttama Savanayana, Commerce Minister Sontirathwong, Science and Technology Minister Savith Mesinsi, and Prime Minister's Office Minister Kobsak Putrokul. Their resignation will be effective from today. The four ministers said they resigned because their tasks as ministers were finished and they will now fully commit to their political activities. In Indonesia, musician Ahmad Dhani was sentenced to 18 months in prison by a South Jakarta District Court this week for hate speech after he incited people to attack the supporters of former Jakarta Governor Basuki, otherwise called Ahok, on Twitter. Dhani was found guilty of violating Article 45 of the Electronic Information and Transactions Law. He posted a tweet during the gubernatorial election campaign in March 2017, which coincided with Ahok's blasphemy trial. Hope was released last week after serving a 2-year prison sentence after he was found guilty on blasphemy charges. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships, or buy our assessments on a pay-for-view basis.